It's Thursday, July 7th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Release International reports that churches in areas of Ukraine under Russian separatist control are facing harassment. Churches have had their buildings confiscated, and evangelical Christians have been forbidden from gathering. Russian separatists declared independence in eastern Ukraine in 2014. Since then, authorities have required Protestant churches to register with the government. Despite the atrocities of war, churches in Ukraine are sharing the gospel and offering aid. After visiting a church in western Ukraine, one pastor said, quote, "Every night it was full of people praying. There is no despair. Christians are a special sort of people who always have hope," end quote. Romans 5 verse 5 says, "Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who is given to us." A new report by the traveling team found that there are 400,000 Christian missionaries worldwide, but very few of them work with unreached people groups. There are an estimated 7,402 unreached people groups, representing over 3 billion people and about 40% of the world's population. Unreached peoples are defined as being less than 2% evangelical Christian. Unevangelized people groups comprise over 2% evangelical Christian, but not majority Christian. By contrast, reached people groups are majority Christian. The unevangelized make up 10% of the world's population, and reached peoples make up 47%. Most missionaries work in the reached world at 77%. Fewer work in the unevangelized world at 19%. And fewer still work in the unreached world at about 3%. Matthew 28 verses 19 through 20 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The U.S. Congress is considering a proposal in the National Defense Authorization Act to force women to register for the military draft. Congress dropped the proposal from last year's defense bill, but it's back again this year. The U.S. military has opened all combat jobs to women since 2015, but without a draft requirement. A group of lawmakers, led by Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, is fighting back against the draft for women. Call your two U.S. senators and your U.S. representative at 202-224-3121 to oppose forcing women into the military draft. You can also email them through a special link we've provided in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Last week, a U.S. district court temporarily blocked a university policy that banned 3 Christian students from expressing their biblical beliefs on marriage. Pete Perlot, Mark Miller, and Ryan Alexander sued the University of Idaho officials earlier this year over the policy. Matthew Hoffman, an attorney with Alliance Defending Freedom, said, quote, "We're pleased the students are again free to exercise their constitutionally protected freedoms without fear of punishment, and we look forward to a final resolution of this case in their favor, and ultimately in favor of free speech for everyone," end quote. Operation Rescue reports that over 49 abortion mills have halted abortions or shut down since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The closures occurred across 13 states, primarily in Texas and Ohio. 3 states already had no operating abortion mills before Roe's overturning. Now, an additional 6 states have no operating abortion mills. Praise God. A police officer armed with a rifle watched the gunman in the Uvalde Elementary School massacre walk toward the campus, but did not fire while waiting for permission from a supervisor to shoot, according to a sweeping critique released Wednesday on the tactical response to the May massacre. His supervisor either did not hear the request or responded too late. When the officer turned back to the shooter, he had already entered a school hallway. The report by the Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training Center focuses on the events up until the 18-year-old gunman was killed. According to the Texas Penal Code, the training center argues the officer would have been, quote, justified in using deadly force to stop the attacker, end quote. But state standards do not require officers to fire at more than 100 yards away. The Uvalde officer was 148 yards away. The report also highlighted another key piece of the attack, the unlocked door into the school. The report said, quote, had the exterior door been secured, the suspect may have never gained access to the building, end quote. A new report by Gallup found that only 20% of Americans believe the Bible is the literal word of God, down from 40% in 1980. Meanwhile, a new record high of 29% say the Bible is just a collection of fables, legends, history, and moral precepts recorded by man. It's the first time on record that significantly more Americans view the Bible as not divinely inspired than as the literal Word of God. The study found evangelicals and those who attend church weekly were much more likely to believe the Bible is the actual Word of God. Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, "For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Dean in Arizona wrote me at adam@theworldview.com and said, quote, "Just wanted to send a note to thank you for the amazing blessing that it is to listen to the news from a Christ-centered, God-exalting point of view. Every weekday morning, our kids listen to The Worldview in 5 minutes as a part of their morning meeting with Mom. We especially love how you all bring scripture to bear on the news of the day. This has been a very key way to demonstrate to our kids and remind ourselves that God's truth is applicable to and speaks over and into all matters in this life," end quote. And finally, even though our Worldview fundraiser is officially over, 5 listeners wanted to sneak in a last-minute donation. We praise God for Noah, age 15, and Eileen, age 12, in Prescott, Arizona, who gave $75 of their chore money. Sandy in Janesville, Iowa, who gave $100. Charles in Stoughton, Wisconsin, who gave $180. Sean in Newaygo, Michigan, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. And Vendita in Pound, Virginia, who pledged $40 per month for 12 months for a gift of $480. Those 5 new donations total $1,135. Ready for our final grand total? Drum roll, please. $92,054. The Lord is good, and we are humbled. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, July 7th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.